Over the decades, the medical community has persuaded the public to volunteer their bodies for organ transplants, whether eyes or lungs. That's become an essential part of the life and death. Because of the virus, transplants have dropped off substantially. It's now complicated. Families can't be in the hospital when the patient passes away, eliminating that immediate access to arrange for organ donations. Hospital resources are heavily involved in treating the virus, and transplants are often considered elective surgery. Connect Life Senior Vice President Kevin Gramlich says new procedures protect the transplant recipient.
If the hospital has already tested and its patient has come back negative for COVID and it's been more than 24 hours, we will send with our regular serological tests COVID specimens, and we have the results within 45 minutes to an hour. So they want to make, like you're suggesting, they want to make as close to the time of recovery that patient is negative.
As the executive for organ, eye, and tissue services, Gramlich says hospitals and medical centers doing transplants are very cautious because of the potential for a transplant carrying the virus. There are still 118,000 people on the list for transplants, and 18 die a day. And that's why slowing the transplant system blocks the operations for people on the list. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.